This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. Hour number two here. All right, it's 5 o'clock in the Bayou City. Let's run over to Venice, Louisiana, and let's check in with Captain Mike Jeffcoat this morning to see what's up in his neighborhood. Good morning, Mike. What's going on?
Oh, brother. We got some BS tides going on right now.
Yeah, really one a day, that incoming, that's all you get.
That's all you get.
Better make the most of it.
I run down there in the southeast pass yesterday morning.
Yeah.
And pretty good run. Pulled up on water mullet, three cast, three 3-pounders. Went, wow. All of a sudden, nothing. I hadn't looked at the tide yet. I pulled that tide up, and this was at 7:05, I think. And high tide was at 11:15, but was already setting on 1.5, and it was going to 1.6. And I went, rope, wind, yeah. Rope. Man, that radio chatter went to going off, and I'm talking about it was good. It was brutal. I run 92 miles.
Nobody's getting them in radios mighty lively.
Yep. I run 92 miles just now.
92 miles.
Yep. And it was just, I mean, it was a dead zone. I mean, and that water got, that wind got blowing out of the northwest. That front was coming. And that water went stacking up. I got back to the marina, and you could drive your boat up on the dock.
Dang.
At 2 o'clock.
Huh.
And I hadn't even thought about turning around yet. And like I said, it was high at 11:15, so it should have went doing, you know, some. But
right.
Like I said, that wind was blowing so much. And the water was roach and everything, you know. So. Yeah, that was my lovely Friday.
Right.
And I ain't looked it this morning. I don't know which way I'm going to go this morning. It's just according about that wind. But then another thing, too, and a bunch of us talked about it. Man, Thursday was one stormy day.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, it got serious down there. I was hearing something.
You get a lot of rain out of it.
6 inches,
oh my gosh. I can see it sitting on y'all. I didn't know you got that much rain, but it had a lot of red and yellow killer fella in it.
Yeah. Yep.
Bet you had a lot of lightning, didn't you?
Oh, it's unbelievable. And
there's
I ain't talked to a couple of them.
Out from you this morning, but nothing near land, so that's a,
yeah,
that's a good thing.
Yeah, I think that stuff pushed to about 5, I think, yesterday.
Yeah.
And, I talked to somebody yesterday morning. Yeah, we tried fish yesterday. I said, you had lost your man. And my people wanted to go. I said, yeah, but you better think about your safety factor in that.
Lightning.
Yeah, I know. All we done
all day.
Yeah, he said all we done was run and dodge it. I said, well, that's how many fish to catch. One. I said, well, okay. And you made them people pay you for that. Said, well, they wanted to go. I said, I understand.
That's pretty much. That's a guide's call. I mean, I get a lot of friends. They'll go, oh, they made me go. I said, no. If you didn't want to go, you didn't have to go. You make them go back home.
Yep. You know, and ours. So I understand it down here. People go a long ways to come fish down here. You know, and I've done some of that young and dumb stuff too when I was younger. So. I understand it.
Yeah, but usually when somebody comes all the way down there to fish with you guys, they're going to fish more than one day.
Yeah,
I wouldn't think they'd
exactly.
come all the way down there to just fish one day and go home. They're going to fish 2 or 3 days.
Exactly. You know, so.
I'd never forgive myself if I hurt somebody, got somebody killed out on the water like that.
Oh, no. Yeah, I mean, we've had a lot of people been struck on water this year. Most of it's been in bass tournaments, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, that bass world's in a turmoil. My God.
Is it? I don't even keep up with it anymore.
You know, they got that new organization that everybody was bragging about. I forgot what it's called. A bunch of the pros was bragging on it now. And I saw a deal yesterday, hot checks after hot checks after hot checks.
Really?
Some of them not even getting paid, yeah.
Wow.
So that new organization's in the tank. That's crazy. This day and time, I mean, come on. Just like that forward-facing sonar, they can't come to a agreement on that yet.
No.
No, they're going to let them use it at certain lakes and not at other lakes. And we'll see. We'll see. But I don't have no offshore report. I saw one boat yesterday come in by the time I did. All I saw them take off was snapper. I mean, it had to be rough out there yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Be a little rough out there this morning. It's a lot of rain out there. I don't know what kind of wind it'll make pull. Our snapper opens tomorrow. You know, federal snapper.
Federal, yeah. There's a bunch of these boys, these guys over here if it's tough times or something, or if they got another boat that they can use that don't have federal numbers on it, you know, they can go fishing state waters. So it's a lot of them doing that. And on top of it, you don't have to, if you're just strictly tuna fishing, you don't have to have a federal number.
Is that right?
Permit. Nope.
Yeah.
Not on the tuna part of it. All you got to do is have a NOAA permit and you're good to go.
Well, you got to have those pelagic permits.
Well, pelagic is, that's when you have to have them numbers. You have to have a commercial number thing.
Right.
You know, and they don't have no more of them numbers. You have to find a broker that's selling them, you know.
Selling people that retire.
Yes.
Yeah. Or lease one.
Yeah, I don't know if you can lease one anymore or not, but either way, that's what you have to do.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But,
you got a fish today?
Pending.
Pending?
Waiting on phone call. Yeah, waiting on phone call. I don't have a couple of my customers left yesterday. I don't have customers in until Monday. Which weekends is getting to a lot of us, you know, we really don't want to fish on a weekend.
That's the way it got up here for me years ago. I didn't want to fish on weekends anymore.
You know, them boys, you take the ballet, they got their own slips and lifts and everything. And Bobby Warren, he's got one that, customer owns one of them condos down there. Don't have a boat no more. And so, Bobby's got his boat on a lift, so it's not as bad for them other than just getting to the dock to get fuel nights. So.
Right.
But that boat ramp situation?
Getting bad, huh?
It's.
Or been bad.
Been bad. I mean,
last weekend when I talked to you, you were fighting all that. You had to let me go early just so you can try and finagle your way in there, man. That's crazy.
Yep. And, you know, I'm basically having to go 45 minutes to an hour earlier than now every day on the weekends.
Right.
So I don't have to fight that much. But I told my customers last weekend, I said, look, I've been fishing y'all 11 years on Memorial Day. We ain't doing it no more.
Yeah.
Oh, Captain, come on. I said, no, you need to be down here at 4:45 in the morning when I'm trying to get you. Get equipped to take you fishing. Well, it was Jerry Jones. So,
right.
Come on, he's fishing four times a year with me. So we've got, and it's got something to do with who he can bring at that time. And I understand that.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. And it's not going to get no better because they're not through with this first plant. And they're fixing to kick that other one off. So now there's going to be 15,000 people down here.
Man.
Yeah.
That's a lot for that area. That's
crowded. I mean, people that's never been here and listening to us, they have no idea what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know,
they don't.
You got a levee on both sides of you and one way in, one way out.
Mm-hmm.
And there's what? 60 miles to from Belchase to here, well, to the marina. You know, I'm in mile marker 11, so it's where camp is. Yeah.
Did you watch that game last night?
No, I didn't, but who pitched that gym?
Fromber. Hey, their pitcher had a gym too.
I think that
cost him the game when they pulled him out. He had two outs in the six, and he had our number, and he'd only given up about three hits, and they pulled him, put a reliever in, and it didn't work out so good for him.
Yeah, I saw the line score. They lit him up 8-9. And then our bullpen the night before give all them runs up.
That was just, that blew my mind. Best bullpen in the league, and then they just gave it all up.
Yeah,
gave
because
10
didn't,
runs. 10 runs.
Didn't McCullers, didn't McCullers pitch that game?
No, Gusto started that one out.
Okay. I saw something, a highlight on something when McCullers had 10 strikeouts in a game.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, it was something to see. Yiner with that walk-off in the night, that was big. But, man, that Fromber, man, what a clinic. He's unhittable. He gave up that.
I'm glad he got it back.
Second pitch of the game, he threw a 95-mile-an-hour fastball on the inside corner, and that guy turned on it and put it in the Crawford boxes. It was a laser. And after that, They were hitting weak. Ground balls. I think he only gave up two fly balls last night. All of them were ground balls and strikeouts. Pretty impressive, man.
Well, yeah. Well, I think he probably got a talking to. Somebody talked to him, because I think him and who's on the disabled list right now, got the blonde hair.
Spaghetti. Aaron Geddy.
No, not Aaron Geddy. One that just went on the DL. He's just kept
You're talking about Blanco.
Blanco. You know, I think him and both of them, I think they've come in there at the beginning of the season and thought, well, man, I had such a year last year that I can just do it. And they didn't do it at the beginning of the year.
Well, they're doing it now. Blanco's not doing anything now. He's done.
No.
We may not even see him next year. It just depends on how that elbow surgery goes. That's bad
stuff. Oh, he's getting surgery?
Oh, yeah. He's done.
Oh, because the last I heard, he was going to be out 2 weeks.
No, second opinion, and that said, yeah, you're going to have surgery.
Got you.
So he's out. That's Tommy John.
I see where they're trying to make a trade for some first baseman that's really hot right now.
Well, Walker's starting to heat up. So maybe we can get him coming around. Makes you wish Eli Gurriel was still here.
Yep. No, I wish Tucker was still here.
Well, yeah, but
you see what they fixed the pay?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. They're
$600 million.
There ain't no ball player worth that in my books.
No,
it's all right.
No, but
bring him young guys up. Let them go.
There you go.
All right, brother, I got to run. Somebody wants to call you about coming over and fishing Venice with you, Mike. Give them some info how they can reach you, buddy.
832-338-9376. Catch on the web at RJ Hunting and Fishing.
All right, my friend. Well, you have a good one.
Talk to you later, bro.
Thanks, Mike. See you, man.
Uh-huh. Later.
All right. Well, the 36th Annual CCA Texas Star Tournament that started up Memorial Day weekend, it'll run all summer long through Labor Day. And it's all brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers, Progressive Insurance, and Academy Sports and Outdoors. Sign up today. Take advantage of over $2 million in prizes and scholarships. That's for inshore and offshore divisions. 120 tagged redfish swimming around in inshore waters right now just waiting to be caught. And you can inshore fish for other species like gaff top, drum, and sheephead. Offshore fish for great prizes when you catch red snapper, ling, dolphin, and kingfish. It's real easy to sign up. Go to startournament.org for rules, entry, and prize information. The CCA Star is brought to you by great sponsors like Mercury Marine, Lone Star Beer, Hawk Power Polaris, Mouty Boats, Texas Fish and Game Magazine, ABC 13, Cryptek, and Coastline Trailers. Again, go to startournament.org or call 713-626-4222. Get signed up today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 520 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down to G-Town. Well, Tiki Island, that's right next door. Check in with Captain James Plogg this morning, see what he's up to. Hey, James, what's going on, man?
Oh, man, chasing me a roach. I just popped me a big old roach out here.
Oh, man, them big old tree roaches. I've seen a few around my place lately.
Man, I don't know. I ain't been seeing no roaches. He's still kind of moving. I need to whack him again.
They're juicy.
One more time. Yeah, he gone.
He gone. I heard the pop.
Oh, man. Nothing, man. It's nice this morning.
Well, it really is. Very nice.
Tide low, little northeast wind.
I hope it's like this in the morning for the snaps.
Nah, it'd be good tomorrow. I ain't got one day. I think Sunday bumps up.
Yeah, it does. It looks like it's going to come up.
It only bumps up for a couple of days, and then it gets right. But, that was a pretty good old squall we got yesterday. And I didn't pay no attention to it when I left. Somebody said something about storm. I don't care. I mean, I just left. And then it got, I was looking over there. I said, man, I guess I'll look at it. And I looked at it, and it was, man, toward Bay City, coming toward Alvin and stuff. So, man, it's pretty bad. But Tony and them, they don't let me fish very long. I mean, as soon as they get them, hey, man, what time is it? Let's go.
Yeah.
Excuse me, let's go. Sign him up good.
We're good, Gavin. We're good.
Oh, man. But Thursday was good. Thursday was like old times, man. We get out, and I just had two guys, and they fish. They fish for me on Thursdays, my concrete guys, and he had just got done fishing with White Foster down here in Bath. And he left me last Thursday. Right. He drove straight to Corpus and took a customer down there. And anyway, we fished the same place we fished last Thursday. And, man, we get out, and it's nice, man, and they ain't really nothing wanting to bite. Like, man, I know there's a bunch of fish here. I just got through fishing here. And buddy, about 7:15, they went off, and it got good. Man, it got real good. We caught that one guy. He was stroking them. He was good. He caught more than me. Him and Ty, they both caught them. But we caught 40 right there, good fish. And then they got small. I was counting how many guys, man. One guy said, man, I've caught, you know, like 14 or 15. Man, we got to be setting on about 40. And then fish got small. And the bite kind of faded and they got small. So, man, let's get out of here. And it was nice too. I couldn't get a bite on the top water. A week and a half ago, only way you can get a bite was on the top water. And I'm throwing it, I put it on in the middle of them.
Yeah.
Some kind of tail. That guy was using the, I said, here, man, take some of these weeds, some of them glow sea shads I use. I said, just take some of them. If they bite, they'll eat them. He was absolutely lighting them up. I said, man, let's go check something real quick, because I stopped over there, I guess the day I went, that we went after the storms, maybe Tuesday, and it was late. It was like 4 o'clock, and we caught 4 or 5 fish out there. I said, man, there's some fish right here. I said, let me go check this. It is the place you get out, you walk out to your neck, and just throw out there how we used to catch them. Dude, we walked out there. It was better than where we just left from. Better fish. I'm like, man, this is pretty good. We sitting there wailing away on them, and they quit. We catch like, man, I don't know. We caught close to 20 right there real quick. Ty was, he was jacking around in the boat talking to a customer on the phone. He finally lines up out there with us.
Right.
So we catch about 20, and these are nice fish. Ain't none of them over 20 inches. Maybe, I don't know, we'd throw them all back. But they were all good ones, and they just quit. Well, it's about time. They've been biting since 7 o'clock, man. It's already like 11 o'clock. So let's get out of here. And I was just a leave. I said, man, let me put a top water on right quick. Hey, I put it, and it got dead calm. I put a top water on, threw it out there. Buddy, it got annihilated. And we just put top waters on, and we fired them back up again. I said, man, let's go. We done poked enough holes in them. But it was good fishing Thursday. It was like, it was good. You can catch them like that.
And yeah.
So we just left. And then I went back yesterday. Well, you know, I told you they fired up about 6:45. Well, it took them a little bit longer to fire up. Man, we ain't catching nothing. And I put Tony in them. I said, look, man, y'all stand right here. And I walked on down the way. I said, when they bite, they're going to bite everywhere. But I put them where, you know, where we were catching most of the fish.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, it was already Mickey late. It was like 7:30. And then they light off. And they start catching them. And they caught like 16. I don't think I caught. I might have caught one or two. I didn't catch many. I didn't get many bites at all. I said, man, I ain't walking down there. They're catching them. So they catch like 16. Tony said, all right, man, 9 o'clock, let's go. I said, man, let me go look at least. Well, he said, okay, you got 30 minutes. I said, all right, dude, get in. And I went and looked at something just to check on it. And I think we caught some little. We might have caught one. It didn't look that good when I got in there, but we're already there.
Right.
Tony's already crying about, we got to go. Man, we so, but it was the right call because I guess I picked them up about 20 minutes to 10. By the time I walked back, got the boat, and then the storms came. Matter of fact, because they keep their fish. And I got through cleaning them, and then I was at the marina, and I told Kenny, I said, man, better go, dude. We're supposed to get caught in this stuff. It had some wind in it, buddy, because Cameron called me and said, hey, man, what hurricane is this? I said, I don't know. It's blowing pretty hard. I was trying to wash my boat, dude, and it was more stuff blowing in it than I could get out of it.
I'm telling you, man, some of these storms had some wind packing in them, brother.
They got them, buddy. It come out of the southwest. But if you'd have stayed fishing yesterday, just fished where I was fishing, it would have been the same. I mean, we'd have caught 40 or 50 fish because they was – It wasn't as good as Thursday. You had to kind of work at it a little bit. Thursday, you didn't have to work at it. You know what I mean, just throw it out there and hit it one time or really straight. Do whatever you want to do. It don't matter. And then yesterday, the bite was not quite as good. It was plenty good, but not quite as good. You had to kind of finesse them a little bit. And right. I finally, they went back to the boat. And I said, man, let me walk back down here where they were at, see if that's what the deal is. And I walked back down there where they were at, and I stood there about 5 minutes, had about 6 bites and caught 2. I said, yeah. They wasn't down there on my end. they were right here. But the day before, it didn't matter. You could be wherever. You know, they bit. So, yeah, it was pretty good, man. They're just fish, but they're good fish.
Right.
They're not 15 inches. I mean,
it's
pretty
getting
good
better. It just takes time, man. It takes longer for these fish to grow than we think, you know.
Yeah, and Mickey, I ain't fishing nowhere there's no big ones. You're not going to catch no 5 or 6 pounders where I'm fishing. You know, you catch you a 4 maybe, but they're just fish. And the fish where I'm fishing have been the same size since I was a kid. So it's just not a good spot to catch fish. Hey, if you want to catch a giant trout, I'm not your guy. Don't come with me right now.
Yeah, you can get a lot of bites.
You get a lot of bites, buddy. Hey, but them fish are blowing through them jetties, man. I think they're lacing them out on them jetties right now.
Yeah, they are sharking them. Their trout catches have gone way up.
And, yeah.
Still getting their old reds and, you know, mixture everything. They're piling them up, man.
Yeah, I mean, I know some guys that are like, you know, trout fishing.
Well, they're coming to see you, James. He said he'd let a few through for you, you know.
Man, I need them.
No.
I was hoping they're going to come see you, but I guess they might put the brakes on right now.
Yeah, the river's coming back up again. Here we go. That's round two.
Man, that sucks.
But, I mean, it hadn't been enough to flush anything out of here, I don't think. I mean, it's over the top, and we're still catching them up our way. It's just water isn't what you like. It's not pretty like where y'all are fishing.
Nah. Hey, but the water down here, Mickey, ain't no good. It really ain't.
No, but it's better than what I'm fishing, I can tell you that.
Oh, no. It's better than what you're fishing.
I can call that pretty water down there compared to what it looks like up my way.
Well, that's true. Hey, but them fish got thick. Me and Larry was talking about this, about fish numbers. He said, man, how many fish you catch in May compared to last May? I said, man, you can't compare last May.
No.
That was a fluke. So I did the numbers, and it was crazy, man. It was crazy, the number of fish we caught last May. This May was good. It was normal. I think I averaged like 25 fish a day, which is not bad. And last May, when them fish finally piled up right there, you know, when they couldn't go nowhere.
Right.
I think we averaged last May, like, we call it 39. It was like 38.9, so 39 fish a day. So double. But, hell, dude, it's June. It's May. It's hot, and them fish are in places they shouldn't be. So I told my guy, so where are they going to go? We can't go nowhere. In that water we fished in last year was what you're talking about. It was putrid. Hey, there's several times I got out. I'm like, there's no way. There's no way you're going to catch anything. And get out and throw out there and catch one. I said, you got to be kidding me, man. Remember the big flood you were talking about earlier, how nasty that water got? It didn't matter. Just let it go to the bottom and pick it up one time.
Those fish were stacked on the bottom of that salt layer, man.
That was stupid, wasn't it?
It was. It was, you talk about a decimation of the resource. Remember, there were guys running 3, 4, and 5 trips a day on that. Go in, dump a load off, and grab another load, and go back out. Let's get them.
Man, them fish took it on the chin right there, buddy. That was
2016.
That was pretty nasty.
Two back-to-back years, but it didn't matter. Might as well catch them because they all got flushed out in August of 2017 when Harvey hit. That was a biblical flood. That was unreal.
Yeah. Well, you know, you can have all kinds. I ain't the smartest guy in the world, Mickey, but I'm thinking about all this stuff. You can, the three-fish limit. Here, everybody's asking me, I'm at three-fish limit's really half. I said, man, look, I'm not an idiot. I mean, three's less than five, okay? I get it. But, man, now you're coming maybe 4 years removed from that freeze in 21. Man, it killed a lot of fish. Now you're, with nothing else happens, it's just going to get better. But you can bet your bottom dollar they're going to freeze. They're going to get flooded. I mean, stuff happens, man.
That's the reason we've lost so many age classes of fish. You had the flush out in 2017. Then 4 years later, you come back and get a freeze that killed the crap out of them. And now we're 3 years down the road from that. So that's two major ordeals in a span of 7 years. That's a lot. That takes out a lot of middle class and upper class fish, and it's just
you ain't kidding, buddy.
It's just something we deal with. Let me knock this break out right quick.
Hang on, go ahead, bro.
I'll come right back at you. Well, the 36th annual CCA Texas Star Tournament that's currently going on. That started Memorial Day. It'll run through Labor Day, and it's all brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers, Progressive Insurance, and Academy Sports and Outdoors. Get signed up today. Take advantage of over $2 million in prizes and scholarships for inshore and offshore divisions. 120 tagged redfish. They've been released in Texas inshore waters. Gives you a chance to catch a tagged red for a boat or a truck package or both. And you can fish for other inshore species like gafftop, drum, and sheephead, and offshore fish for great prizes when you catch snapper, ling, dolphin, and kingfish. Go to startournament.org for rules, entry, and prize information. And the CCA Star is brought to you by great sponsors like Mercury Marine, Lone Star Beer, Hoff Power Polaris, Mouty Boats, Texas Fish and Game Magazine, ABC 13, Cryptek, and Coastline Trailers. Again, go to startournament.org, call 713-626-4222. Sign up today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. 5:37 here in the Bayou City. Getting ahead of myself here. All right, James, we're back.
Rojo. Yeah, I've seen a boat leave. Must have been Kenny because he's fishing. Mm. I saw a boat leave. He's late, man. I'd have done been gone like 30 minutes ago. I thought I saw a light running. It was him.
Yeah, they won't start biting until he gets there, man, you know.
Yeah, good on him on Saturday.
I'd rather the fish wait on me than me wait on the fish.
Well,
man, I'm not in a hurry anymore for anything. I go when I feel like it, what time I want.
Well, I'm just gun shy. Well, I mean, I wish I had that luxury, but I get gun shy about boats. It ain't about the fishing. It's about boats, but I guess I'm just paranoid because I ain't really nobody. The other day, we went so early. Oh, I had Craig Kiefer and them, and we're just sitting there swatting mosquitoes, telling stories about y'all. And finally, I said, man, we got to get in the water, man. These mosquitoes are too bad. I left my spray. I didn't have my spray in this boat. But really, no, it's the same thing like yesterday. We leave in the middle of the night. I know when they're going to bite. They didn't bite till 6:45 the morning before. You know, and then, you know, what, everything's tied usually an hour later, the next day, yeah. 45 minutes. So,
right.
Yeah, I'd have liked to win at 7 and just pull in there and say, y'all walk right there. But if you do that, especially like on a Friday.
That'd be, man, somebody sitting in your spot.
Well, it's a good possibility. And then it's my fault. Then I didn't go early enough. Now we're, you know, I mean, I got enough places to go. I'm not married to one spot, but you like to run your traps. You like to do what you need to do. So that's why we go so early. But Tony and them were laying on top of that yesterday. I said, hey, man, y'all got about 5 minutes and the bus is fixing to leave. Y'all better come on.
What time did that rain hit down your way?
Man, Mickey, it was riding because I picked them up, whatever I tell you, about 20 minutes to 10. We got in, clean fish. It had to be about 10:15.
Yeah.
When it was coming. And it had some wind in it. But I was thinking about that old Harvey, dude. That Harvey, you and I have talked about it before. The Harvey was probably worse than maybe any freeze that we probably ever seen, that Harvey deal. For anything east of the causeway. East of the causeway, it was, dude, I had never seen that like that.
Well, I'll tell you, that freeze, the 89 freeze and 90 freeze, those back-to-backs, the December and the February, that was, that's probably the worst I've seen. That and Harvey, those two events, as far as getting rid of all our fish, that was just nuts.
It was lean times, buddy. That's why I'm pretty happy about the fishing. You know, I was talking to Christian and Nation and boys that fish with me. Good kids, man. They fish hard and they save their money and go with me. And they're fishing the pass. And I said, man, you're fishing in the right place, you know, to catch nice trout. I'm not. But, you know, I'm trying to run charters every day. And you can't fish the pass every day running charters. It's too fickle. You're going to go 10 times. Only two of them are going to be good. Three's going to be okay. And then five of them are going to suck. And
yeah.
You can't operate.
That's right.
You can't. You know, for now, if it was just me and you going fishing, that's the only place I would fish right now.
Yeah.
I would not go anywhere else. But you can't run trips like that. Or I'd go to the jetties and, you know, somewhere. Not to say you can't catch one in the bay, but you know yourself, you know, if you want to try to target a nice fish in Galveston, you got to fish those couple of places.
Mm-hmm.
Or somewhere close to there. You know, you can't get too far away from them places, you know.
Yeah, you know, back in our heyday when we had, you know, a good wide spectrum of age class fish, I mean, we had dozens of places we could go and target big trout.
Oh, heck yes. Heck yes.
But times have changed, and we just got to adapt to it and roll with what we got and live with it.
Yeah, it's just different. How many giant trout caught on deep reef this time of year, buddy?
Oh, my gosh. Best boat catch of my life was on May the 9th on Deep Reef. Me and Gene Campbell and Blaine.
I remember that. Well, you know, we don't have that now. You can go
three over nine, 27 over eight. I mean, that's big. That's giant. Yeah. That's,
oh, man, here comes,
that's messing them up right there, buddy.
Hey, that's lacing them out right there. Hey, that's laying them down and picking them up right there, buddy.
And we did that on a whim. You know, we were just getting slammed so hard from that fresh water in Trinity Bay. You know, we had that big stack up on the east shoreline, and that was starting to peter out. And we decided, hey, let's go around the corner and see what's moved in over there. Boy, howdy. We found the mother load.
And hey, went back the next.
Huh?
What'd y'all catch the next day?
The next day we went back, I think I caught 9 trout.
Just hit the day, man.
We had 60 fish, 60 trout the day before that were all over 6 pounds, all the way up
to,
I think, a 9.14 or something was our biggest one that day.
Man, even those times, man, you had a day like that, a lot of times they don't eat back-to-back days when they're eating like that.
No, they don't, but they weren't there. I mean, that reef was covered in hundreds of slicks the day we found it.
they just weren't there.
They spread out. You know, they moved on, and, well, we found them about 2 or 3 days later up on Frenchies.
Yeah. You know what's weird now, I guess, fooling with that ship channel, all that digging and stuff they've done, it's like the water don't get clear there either. It like that.
No.
It like wraps around and goes down. You know, East Bay gets as nasty as Trinity Bay does now when it gets flooded. I went over there the other day, and I tell you, we caught a bunch of old BS fish, but it was, the water was terrible. A bunch of small fish. It wasn't what I thought was any good.
Not like it used to be for this time of year.
Nah, but maybe it'll calm down and get some Gulf water. I ain't seen one time crossing that channel that I'd say that was some really nice Gulf water coming in there.
No.
But the beach has got to get clean first, too. It's got to clean.
Hey, when it gets right, is when that seaweed starts coming in up the channel. Cabbage heads, green water. You can watch that green water just crawl up to Ailey's, and that's when you know it's time. It's fixed.
That's
right.
When you know it's time, buddy. Ain't no doubt about that.
I'm with you on that one.
But it's been pretty good, man. I ain't going to complain. At least
we've been through a lot worse. I can tell you that.
Hey, at least I get up now and get ready to go.
You know when you get up, you know where you're going. You know you're going to catch them.
Yeah, that's a better feeling than not knowing where you're going. And
hey, those days of crawling out at the crack of dawn and knowing you're going to have to go through the motions, make it look good, and know you're not going to catch anything.
Now, that I don't do no more. Hey, it'd be like June the 15th in this south at 18 knots, man. We're ready. I said, man, I'm telling y'all, you're not going to catch nothing. I ain't going. I'm going to golf course. Yeah, but, man, we're ready. I said, you're going to catch like 5. I ain't going out there to catch like 5. I'm going to golf course. I just I don't. If I don't,
I'd rather go to the golf course and 5-putt than to go out and fish all day for 5. Yeah. No doubt.
Hey, and you know me, man. I'll go in anything. If I think I can catch them, I'm fixing to light it up. If I don't think I can catch them, I don't want none. I don't need no practice. Me and you don't. We know how to do it. I don't need to practice cash. I know how to throw out there.
Yeah,
but it'll be.
We got a ways to go, and hopefully, I'll be here. All of us will. You just never know nowadays, man. People I know are dropping like flies all around me. I'm going, this is crazy.
I got no saying. The devil don't want you, God won't take you, so we're stuck right here, buddy.
We're stuck. We're stuck in trout hell.
Hey, man, that's all right, man. We're gonna make the best of it. We might get one more round of big ones.
Like the old saying in Lonesome Dove, it's been a hell of a party, Woodrow.
Been a hell of a party, Woodrow.
It has.
Hey, I was talking to Dana about that. I guess I'm just stupid. Even a 2-pound, I still like getting a bite. If I don't really care if I have to reel him in, but I still like trying to trick one, trying to get a bite.
Yeah, you are. It's like you're definitely a hyper fisherman, man. I've never seen anybody love to catch trout like you do and set the hook and count them up, man.
And click them up, buddy.
Bites and pulls and boxers.
You got to make a game out of it, man.
Yeah, you do.
I got to tell my guys, we're not fishing for 70-pound limit anymore or 100-pound limit when it was 20. So, you know, and I tell my guys, look, we ain't keeping nothing but count them.
That's it.
Don't count nothing that's illegal. Man, I think he's good. I said, he ain't no good. You can't count him.
No, if you got to think he's good, he's not any good.
So. He ain't no good. He's not no good, man.
All right, brother. Well, hey, man, right, I'm going to run talk to Sharky and make sure I let him, you know, get him to let a few through to you so you can pile them up somewhere. Throw them out a number, all James.
Right, all right, brother. 409-771-7306.
All right, hit him straight.
Holler at you, brother.
Later. All right. All right, let's jump the bridge and let's go check in with Captain Sharky Marquez. Hey, Michael, what's up, man?
What's up, buddy?
Oh, just talking about you.
Well, that ain't good.
Me and James, I told Sharky to let a few of them trout coming through them jetties in. Don't get them all.
We're trying, man. We're trying. It's Man, it's been great out there, brother. Lots of different water clarities and different tides moving in yesterday, and
right.
it was an interesting day for sure. But we had three boats in that AAED tournament that was running down here locally, and man, it was great. We caught a bunch of trout, caught three jacks on light tackle.
Yeah.
Ended up catching second biggest fish, so that was cool. Out of a bunch of boats, big old black tip, and it was great, man. We had a blast out there.
Cool. Well, that's all you can ask for.
Yeah, brother. And then we got a trip this morning, and then it's all hands on deck prepping to make our first day of snapper season tomorrow.
Yeah. It looks good. I think the weather's going to be cooperative.
It looks great, man. I'm just trying to figure out how early I'm going to leave and what I'm going to go out there and catch. I talked to Bill. He fished at tournament yesterday. They were going for the offshore division. He said he ran like 200 miles and didn't see a kingfish or a cobia one.
Wow.
That's crazy. Yeah, 200 miles driven, you know, not one way out, but
right.
That's a lot of freaking miles to not see a kingfish,
that's
buddy.
That's covering some water, man, and when Bill Platt don't catch a kingfish, that doesn't give me much confidence in my ability to go catch one.
Yeah, I mean, I tell you what, if Mr. Platt is not catching a kingfish, there is no kingfish to be caught.
True.
They just ain't there, buddy.
So true.
They ain't there. I said I was talking to him about a little game plan for my tomorrow trip, and he said, Sharky, it don't matter what you do as long as you don't go fish for kingfish.
Man,
he's like, whatever you want to do, but don't do that because you ain't gonna find them. Oh my gosh, man. It's been fun, Mickey. We've had some great weddings and events here over the last week, and gosh, it's been just been a good time over here at Outcast, man. We've been having our fun, that's for sure.
I know you guys are young and full of life. Y'all get it.
Yeah, buddy. I think I'm on man, in June. Golly, I'm hitting the big 3-0, coming up on 30, and can't believe I've been doing this for 12 years, man. It's pretty crazy. I feel like I got the body of a 70-year-old, so, you know, it's a...
Just wait.
God dang, dude, I mean, I'm scared. I am scared, man. If I'm feeling the way I'm feeling now, buddy, I wake up and roll out of bed, it's like, golly, I got hit by a truck yesterday or what?
I know.
I mean, it's a lot, man. It's a lot on the old body.
Yes,
everybody,
it is.
Of course, you know, like, dang, man, you got the easiest job. I'm like, buddy, it is the best job in the world. There is no doubt about it, but let's be real clear. You know, 2 hours of setup and 2 hours to tear down, and then, you know, 2 6-hour trips in a day. If you're good at math, that's 18 hours plus
that's
drive
it.
Time from your house back to the house. You know, you got about 4 hours to sleep.
Right.
And you do that for about 12 years. It'll take its toll on you, buddy.
Well, I did it for 40-something. I'm in the
yeah.
I'm in the easy chair now, buddy. I go when I want.
Yeah. You know what? You go when the weather's right, and I think that's, you know what, Mickey? I think that's every guide's dream to make it to, you know, to fish their whole life, right? I mean, that's my dream, is fish as long as God lets me. And then beyond that, getting to a point where, hey, look, the weather looks great, you know, and I don't have to fish, but I'm going to, you know, shoot, I'm going to go and have some fun, you know?
That's it. I'm with you,
so,
man.
So you've made it, baby. You've
life
made it.
Life is good. Life is
life
good.
Is good. That's right, brother. Ain't nothing wrong with that. So
y'all got a bunch of boats, full boats going out today?
We do. We've got seven charters today. And so we're rocking and rolling. And I took the afternoon off to be able to come back in and prep for, you know, the next week pool. It looks like I might get the first 2 days in, and then it looks like by Wednesday it's going to be rough, man.
Yeah, it's looking
I might
that
get
way.
Sunday, Monday, and I don't know about Tuesday. I think Tuesday it's kicked up to 3 to 4s or 3 to 5 footers.
Yeah.
And
with not many threes.
Yeah, with not many threes, exactly.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, I'm going to enjoy the heck out of the first whatever I can get, you know, 2 days, 3 days, whatever.
Well,
I'm going to go and enjoy it and put some big old snapper in the boat, you know.
At least you got 107 days to play with this year.
You know what? Praise God for that. You will not hear any complaints from our end on that season.
No.
I mean, that's stellar, buddy. We will
about
take.
Time.
About time. That's right. We will take
that's
that,
about
man.
About time.
Well, I had, you know, Wendy's daughter out, I think, on Thursday when I talked to you. And, boy, she stuck a good one, like 25 and a half inch fish. Big old trout.
Yeah,
right
I saw
there
that.
At the old jetties. That was cool. And we ended up, she brought a buddy, and her buddy caught a, you know, his limit of slot redfish, and we ended up with a few nice trout and a couple little bonus fish in there, but just had a great time out on the water, which was fantastic. And it was good, man. All good here,
deal.
Buddy.
Well,
all good.
Get it going, and y'all have a good, safe day out there and catch them up. If somebody wants to get with you guys and come down and hook up and book up and lodge up, whatever.
Come on, baby. Come on with it, man. Hop on our website. You can just Google us at Outcast Charters, probably the easiest way to find us. And then if you guys are interested in having an event here or coming in lodging, you can check out more information at Bayside Event Center. You just Google us, Bayside Event Center Galveston, man. We'll pop right up. And, man, we'd love to have you guys. Corporate outings and multiple boat trips and bachelor trips, and you name it, we do it. Come on out, let's make some memories, baby.
All right, Sharky. Y'all have a good day
All
out
right,
there.
All right, brother.
See you, man.
Appreciate it, man. Have Here's a blessed day.
All right, brother. All right. Time for our top of the hour break, national anthem, and all that good stuff. You're listening to The Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.